from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock. That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
No Griff. Griff's on the dog cruise. Won't be with us this week. Gator Dave in about 15 minutes. Buck, top of hour three. I know. Things got moved around a little bit. That's just for today. Back to what we were just talking about briefly. Football, if you boil it down, is a battle of big on big in the trenches. Now, there's other battles. Receiver on DBs, whether it's man, whether it's zone, whether it's cover two, whether it's quarters, whatever. But if you boil it down, it's a battle in the trenches to begin with. Big on big. Dude on dude. If you boil baseball down, and I was listening to that game again about 6 weeks ago, watching it, the analyst, who I thought was really good, said, baseball, taking into account what we just said about football, he said, baseball is a battle of the strike zone. Think about this. Baseball is a battle of 17 inches width-wise. Now, vertically, it depends on the height of the bat. But width-wise, it's a battle of 17 inches. Now, yes, certain umps are going to give you an inch off the plate. Depends on the ump. Depends on the pitcher. Depends on the game. But technically, it's a battle of 17 inches of width. A ball's going to try and get over that plate, and you're fighting over that width. Now, Bill, don't hitters swing at pitches that aren't in the zone? Of course they do. Of course they do. But that plate is the arbiter of the truth. That plate has all the sodium pentothal you need to discover the winner of the ball game. It's interesting. I thought that guy was so... I love baseball analyst during a game. Because, again, I'm a football guy. I don't listen to any analyst during a football game. I just don't. My mind is churning. I'm watching all these games at one time. Baseball, I don't spend the time with it. And historically, I certainly have not spent the time with it. So I love getting ideas from analysts in other sports. I really catch a buzz doing that. A natural life high doing that. I thought that was so interesting, the way he put it. Yeah, I mean, in Little League ball, you find out there's the plate. You got to throw it over it and try and hit it and all that. Yeah, it's simplistic. I thought the way he worded it, though, was it meant something to me. It just did. Steven down in Athens, who is a doctor down there, and he's also a big sports fan, good friend of the show's, He loves his dogs. He loves the Braves. He loves everything Georgia, man. The Falcons. He's a Georgia dude, man. Played multiple sports down there, excelled at it. Went to college, med school, specialized in radiology. Says Bill Cags, Jack Caglione, can be a big D-bag, just like Bryce Harper. He said, that being said, I would take him over Condon simply because he's more versatile and as a pitcher. He says, and Condon is very versatile in the field as they come because he can play every position except middle infield and catcher. Be hard to be his body type, 6'6", and be a catcher. Even though, who's the player at Georgia Tech about 20 years ago, played many years in the major league game, and I think he was 6'6". He's a beast of a dude catching. I think he was 6'6", 6'7". But that's not your typical build. He went to Tech. He was a superstar and many, many years in Major League Baseball. You guys remind me. I remember Vanderbilt going against him, and this was early Tim Corbin, and Corbin talking about the guy, just like, oh my God, what a beast. Steven goes on to say, I love watching Cags play, though. He's a ball player, and I'm sure he's a good teammate. I'm sure Harper is also a good teammate. Matter of fact, if Acuna was on a different team than the Braves, more people would probably go tired of his stuff too there, Bill. Yeah, I mean, Cags is confident. I think you could probably say, Bill, let's take the word confident and accelerate it. He's probably cocky. He's 6'6", 250. In the game of the genetics roulette wheel, Cags did really good. In the roulette wheel of genetics, Cags got done right. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Johnny Vegas said Bill Cags has a small chance to pitch in Major League. Yeah, Cags, if you take, he's 6'6", 250, and he's a lefty, and he throws approaching 100. If you just take that, you go, okay. But his pitching, and Johnny Vegas says, is very raw. He's right. Cags is not nearly as polished as maybe you would want him. Now, could that get rectified after this year, as he works his way to the major league game? Yes. But I think Johnny Vegas is right. If you were to be a betting man, I would bet that his future is first base and being a beast hitter, hitting dingers on the major league level, right? On a high level. That's what I would bet he is. Now, I'm about to say something. There's lots of arms out there. You may say, well, Bill, how many of them are 6'6 with that body type and throw that hard? I'm not saying they're on every street corner. They're not. But I think Johnny Vegas uses the right term, raw. He is very raw. He is not an accomplished pitcher. Now, when he's on at the mound, I mean, he's wicked. But he's not a seasoned, accomplished type hitter. Right at Buckeye in Texas, Bill, wouldn't it be a battle of the umpire strike zone if some umpires have an either wide or narrow strike zone? Yeah, all of that has to do with the equation. And I think I touched on that a little bit. But yeah, it depends on the ump, depends on the game, depends on the pitcher. Sometimes pitchers earn maybe an additional inch off the plate in the eyes of the ump, whether we like it or don't like it. Depends on the pick. You think Greg Maddux got, and this is a horrible example, Greg Maddux probably, first of all, Hall of Famer, but probably the most pinpoint pitcher that any of us can ever imagine seeing, and he's probably peaked out at about 91. But don't you think Greg Maddux probably, just because of his phenomenal abilities, when umps would call his game, give him a little bit either way because of his just phenomenal pinpoint accuracy of what he could do? One of the most impressive things I remember about Maddux, or later on, and you know how there's a rule forever, if you're pitching and you're 0-2, you don't give them anything, right? You make them chase something. If they chase it and they're dumb enough to swing at it, then so be it. Sit down. Maddux said, I never gave anybody or wasted a pitch in a pitcher's count. How many people say that? How many pitchers are allowed to do that? Think about it. From 8U ball to the Major League Baseball All-Star game, how many are allowed to say, I'm not giving you squat at 0-2? I'm coming at you, and you're gonna have to chase something on the corner of the plate. That's a strike. Remember Maddux saying that. I don't waste anything. Ags and Strohs, Bill. I would throw Braden Montgomery into all this talk about stud players. He pitches too, and he has the skills to have a shot to make it in the major leagues. What an embarrassment of riches the SEC has in players. We are fortunate as fans to get to watch all them play. Yeah, he is from, Montgomery's from around the Starkville, Mississippi area. And signed and went out to Stanford, I believe played, what, 3 years? And then hit the portal, and A&M got him. And he was an absolute star at Stanford and is an absolute star at A&M. I think, and I'd have to ask Blake about this, I think the other team that came at him hard was LSU. But he's been phenomenal. Yeah, no doubt about it. He has been absolutely phenomenal. Georgia Dog checking in, says, Bill, pretty boys like quarterbacks and receivers, etc., are the styling and the toys on Tony Vols' Maserati. Weak trenches are like putting a four-cylinder in it, Bill. Best trench team consistently in college football is Georgia. Now, you could say this last year was Michigan. That'd be fair. But I think just consistently over a stretch, it's Georgia. All right. Gator Dave, when we come back. Gators Breakdown. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Cleanup continues on this crash out here in Rutherford County. It's been slow on 24 eastbound at Elmaville Road. The crash happened early this morning. Again, we're just grateful that it's in the eastbound lanes this morning during rush hour traffic, because westbound would have been a total nightmare in that section of Rutherford County. Again, eastbound 24 at Elmaville Road, that wreck being cleared. Heavy traffic now on 40 coming westbound through the Mount Juliet area in from Wilson County there into Davidson County. Sometimes it can get heavy on 40 west right there at Central Pike and Hermitage. Prince's Hot Chicken now has new items on a brand new menu. Order online today. You'll see it on there at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts, until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchise or SPD LLC.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
With 13 locations nationally, including Smyrna, Star Leasing Company is a semi-trailer one-stop shop and the perfect place to build a career as a semi-trailer mechanic. Seeking candidates with all levels of experience, Star Leasing Company has a semi-trailer technician trainee program with sign-on and quarterly bonuses and other opportunities such as $1,000 for having a yearly physical. Package also includes 401k with company match, health, dental, and vision insurance, competitive pay with weekly paychecks and paid holidays and time off. Star Leasing Company, not your typical semi-trailer leasing company. It's starleasing.com to learn more.
The Atlanta Braves are back with a loaded roster of young talent and some new faces in the A. It's going to be another wild season.
1-1 launch deep down the left field line. This might get out of here. Say goodbye to that one.
Tonight, don't miss a minute of Atlanta Braves baseball as the Braves take on division rivals the Miami Marlins live from Truist Park.
Pre-game coverage begins at 6.05 p.m. live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
Gator Dave. Gators Breakdown joins us every Tuesday right here in the slot. Dave, how you doing today, sir?
Pretty good, Bill King. Pretty good.
I received a blasphemous tweet either earlier today or yesterday from Perry Mason from the Orange Groves of America. Said, Bill, how about how Coach Todd Golden is doing in the transfer portal for the Gator basketball program? This is football season. What's he talking about?
Yeah, Bill, it's funny because he's gotten the name of, you know, Portal God Todd.
Right.
Is the nickname that's kind of going around for him. So some good defensive players there with Sam Alexis and Ruben Chielu. I hope I'm saying his name right. But also, you know, Elijah Martin, FAU. Really a part of that team a couple of years ago. You know, you bring back Walter Clayton. He's going to test the draft waters, Will Richard as well, but those guys are expected back. So, I mean, it's really a good nucleus of returning players and doing really, really well in the portal. So, yeah, I mean, it certainly grabbed headlines, you know, not only from Perry there, but, you know, it is a talking point of Gator Nation right now. Of what, you know, of course, going back to the NCAA tournament this past year with Todd Golden, and then what he's doing in the transfer portal to reshape the roster. And a lot of teams have to do this now just because of the way the transfer portal, but reshaped the roster last year with some really good transfer portal pickups and doing it. Looks like he's doing it again right now. And, you know, I think in some of those early preseason rankings for basketball, Florida was already ranked around 20th in some of the ones that I've seen. You got to think that was before the portal pickups. So you got to think with all the reviews of the portal pickups that Florida should be probably one of the favorites in the SEC next year.
I know the audience is going to think this is a trick question. You may think it's a trick question. I'm being sincere when I ask this. When you see the news that Jaden Rashada is visiting Georgia today and tomorrow, what are your thoughts?
I'll go jokingly for a second, Bill. Kirby just putting it to Florida one more time.
Well, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah. You don't build a program that way. So, you know, cause obviously Kirby sees if he's going to bring him on campus or whatever, sees some value in Jaden Rashada. I know outside of that, you know, it's just kind of been, you know, going from Miami to Florida to Arizona State, all that storyline. Maybe outside of Jaden Rashada might be a little bit of a headache in dealing with all that stuff. But still think he can be a pretty good player there. But, you know, just the way, you know, college football is now, Bill, I don't know, you know, Georgia might be the one program that can do it just because of, you know, they're winning a whole lot of ball games right now, but being able to stack the quarterback room. You know, we already saw him, Bart Randy Griff didn't stick around and decided to go to Kentucky. Carson Beck did stick around for a while, and he's getting the benefit of sticking around and developing in that system. But then, you know, Gunnar Stockton waiting in the wings there, of course, to bring Jaden Rashada in. Does that change anything there? Do you want to go through a competition? Do you leave before a competition happens? So, you know, maybe next spring, if you're Gunnar Stockton, you know, go get your feet wet in another system and not necessarily quote unquote, maybe waste your time in a quarterback battle next year. So yeah, I know teams would love to stack quarterback rooms now, Bill, but with the way the transfer portal is and the free movement there, we'll see what it means. But, I just think for Rashada, Bill, I don't know. And maybe you might know more than I would here. You know, I know he was coming back from injury. I don't know if he would have been starting at Arizona State or could have had a starting, you know, spot at Arizona State this year. And if he could have, kind of odd to me that you don't take those starter reps that you may could have gotten from Arizona State this fall and then go to sit on the bench at Georgia. But maybe he sees more benefit and going ahead and getting in the system and all that stuff if he decides to go to Georgia. But, you know, if you were in line to start at Arizona State, maybe I'll wait that out and get some starter reps, but it might be more than football when we look at a decision here.
It's got to be a perceived stopgap between Carson Beck moving on to the 25 NFL.
Yep.
And after that, you've got Gunnar Stockton sitting there, who's a good prospect. Maybe, I think right now he's number two, but competition there, and then you have some young guys, Ryan Puglisi, who's there right now, and then they have committed Jared Curtis, who's right here and just finishing up his sophomore year and might be the top-ranked player in the entire class of 26. Maybe they think somewhere in there just for a year or so he would fit. I don't know.
Yeah, and they got Ryan Montgomery committed last
Correct.
Week, who was a big Gator target in recruiting as well. So certainly stacking the quarterback room, you wouldn't think all those guys stick around in a year or two. But, yeah, we'll see. You know, they got that program rolling. A lot of people want to be a part of it. So you see where it goes from there.
Any new football news for the Gators? Portal, what have you?
Yeah, Bill, I'm trying to remember. I think linebacker Manny Nunnery hit the portal last week, and that would have been after we talked, I believe. So, yeah, Florida does lose. He made an interception in the spring game there on DJ Lagway. But, you know, Pup Howard coming in that linebacker room, certainly getting a starting spot beside Shamar James. And then Manny Nunnery had some very choice words on his way out last week. So kind of towards Austin Armstrong. So you could tell maybe the relationship wasn't the best there. So that did lose Manny Nunnery, linebacker last week. And then you get Air Force tight end Caleb Rios. He's going to be a preferred walk-on this year, Bill. The plan is for him to play four games so he doesn't lose a year of eligibility and to get a scholarship in 2025. He, of course, played in that Air Force offense, more blocking prospect, but has shown some ability as a pass catcher as well. And then some news yesterday, Bill, Jacksonville offensive lineman Enoch Wangoy 6'7", 314 pounds, only played one season of college football. He's going to reclassify from the class of 2025 and reclassify to the class of 2024. So he'll be there in May to go along with fellow offensive lineman Marcus Maskall, linebacker Aaron Childs, and tight end Amir Jackson, all from the class of 2024 that were not taking part in spring practice, of course, showing up in May. So, yeah, a good bit of news there, Bill, as far as the roster movement there for Florida. And then the big one, of course, coming up probably this weekend, Bill, trying to get pretty much been confirmed, Justice Ross Simmons, a wide receiver from Colorado State. Looks like he'll be visiting the Gators this week. Florida needs that, you know, X, that outside receiver to add to the arsenal, help Trey Wilson out where defenses can't focus on him so much. So certainly a position of need there for the Gators, getting a big body yards after the catch style wide receiver. And then trying to figure out, Bill, if USC offensive lineman Jason Zandamela will visit this weekend. He's going to visit UCF this week and then see if, with the Wangoy news of him reclassifying, Bill, there was some thought that maybe Florida maybe not having enough room along the offensive line, even though they would play different positions. Zandamela would be more of an interior offensive lineman, but he's from the state of Florida, wants to be closer to home, looks to be UCF. And if he visits Florida this weekend, it would be a in-state battle there. But certainly the message would be he wants to get closer to home after going to USC. So from the state of Florida, we'll see if he visits this weekend or not.
Gator Dave, Gators Breakdown, each and every Tuesday. What's the right way to word this? Is it okay to say or ask what's wrong with the baseball team?
No, I'll just go to what I did. They can't put it together in like one solid game. Most of the issues, Bill, and it's kind of continued, is they get down so big from the get-go. I mean, it is the first inning and they're already down 3-0, or they're already down 4-0, and they always have to fight back. And you know, sometimes they have the bats to fight back, sometimes they don't. But you know, the pitching has just been really, really inconsistent. Bad starts is just I think that's been the worst thing. It's just getting off to terrible starts over and over and over again. On Sundays, Jack comes out and, you know, most of the time does his job. On Saturday, that was his ninth game in a row with a home run, set a record there. Didn't hit one on Sunday, but that was a win. You know, Florida would trade that in a heartbeat, of course. But yeah, Bill, it's just, you know, when the bats are going, the pitching's not there. And when the pitching's going, the bats aren't there. It just kind of seems to be the story of this team right now. Gotta get it turned around pretty soon, Bill. But of course, Arkansas and Tennessee and Kentucky coming up, you know, before the end of the season. So certainly got the work coming out for them if they're going to try to make any kind of run.
It's been a little bit of a rug pull because early on they looked like a national contender.
Yeah, they were finding ways to win games, Bill. Now they're not finding those ways. Instead of finding ways to win games, now they're finding a way to lose games. It's just been, you know, sometimes it's, you know, just giving the opponent too much. Sometimes it's just purely opponent, you know, beating Florida. It's just, it hasn't really been consistent, Bill. So the only thing that's been consistent for me is, you know, just not being able to line up the bats and the pitching at the right moment. Look, that's, you know, sometimes that's just a sign of a team. That's not as good as they can be. And that looks like that's what Florida is right now. So you know, but most of it falls on the, you know, starting a lot of young arms, going, you know, not really, maybe didn't hit the transfer portal enough and just relying on, you know, the young pitching that they have. You know, who's to say, you know, in the end, that's a terrible move by Kevin O'Sullivan with his reputation. Maybe it pays off, you know, down the road, maybe next year when all these arms have experience. But, you know, I think the message coming out is it really stings to waste what will probably be Jack Taglione's last year in a Gator uniform. And, you know, he was one of the reasons Florida was picked to be a national title contender, and right now pretty much wasting what he's been able to bring to the team.
Tags is either the first or second pick in the draft, right? I mean, he's gone.
It got to be, Bill. I mean, I think when he set the record, or he hit a bomb last week that probably still hasn't landed in a game last week. And then he set the record, you know, he had nine straight games I mean, you had the MLB account sharing what Jack Caglione is doing. So it's you can tell that the interest is there even from the big leagues already.
Gator Dave, Gators breakdown. The portal 15-day window hasn't been nearly as tumultuous as the mainstream media tried to sell going in. Do you note the same?
Yeah, I did, Bill. I noticed that, and I put that in the episode last night. You know, it's probably slower overall, and I think a little slower for Florida as well. I mean, I think I certainly did maybe a couple more deflections to make some room. Now, some guys might graduate in May, Bill, and that's going to leave you some roster spots. You know, Florida's sitting at with the reclassification of Wayne Goy yesterday, Bill, Florida's at 86 right now. You know, it's still bringing in a receiver this week, maybe an offensive lineman this week as well. So that leads me to believe either some defections are going to happen, because guys don't have a spot on the team, or when May rolls around and guys can graduate, they'll put some roster spots open there. So I think we got to probably for Florida wait, but yeah, the movement hasn't completely been there to or from, I think, for a lot of these teams right now. So I think collectives are stepping up, Bill. The NIL is stepping up, making sure these guys don't go anywhere, but certainly not as big as what we thought it would be.
Good question. Noel Kev up in Chicago. What's tougher, the end of the Gators' 24 football season or the last three baseball series that they played?
That is a good one. That really is a good one. Ooh. I'll still go football right now.
Right. I would too. The football, once they get around October, is just relentless, right? It's crazy.
Not only that, Bill, you still probably see a glimmer of hope for the baseball team because you know the potential is there. They still might can pull something out, but the football team, we got to see it on the field before we say that last five games is much doable for the Gators.
And they open up with Miami. And do you find yourself like I find myself? And I think about Miami coming up, and we have months and months before that game's played. But I don't really know what I'm getting in Miami. I know they have talent. I know what they've added. I know the quarterback situation. I know they've recruited very well. I'm still confused on what presentation I'm going to get.
Yeah, Bill. I mean, much like Florida and Billy Napier, they haven't. It hasn't looked cohesive in the first two seasons yet. You know, you bring in new coaches, you hope for some cleaner football, you hope for some, a direction moving forward, and it just hasn't quite been there yet. And that's with Miami and an easier schedule as well. But some of the gaps that happen under both coaches' staffs right now, I think, yeah, Bill, the direction, for Miami, there is a lot of questions there. And they have recruited well. A lot of recruiting battles versus Florida the last couple of years, so that's going to heighten this game up. But with both programs in year three with these coaches heading in, Bill, and it's going to be a big game for both coaches to get the season started on the right foot when there's a lot of questions still surrounding both guys.
Tell everybody how they can get your content.
Yeah, Bill, everybody can get it at GatorsBreakdown.com, your favorite podcast platform out there on YouTube as well. Hitting all the transfer portal news this week, Bill, and probably we'll talk some more recruiting this week as well.
All right, man. See you next week.
See you, Bill.
Buck at the top of the hour. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They just finished that wreck up in Rutherford County this morning. It's a good thing because it was really starting to slow down out there on 24 East and Elmaville Road. Now it's loading up pretty good with some volume on 24 Westbound. Coming out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County up through the Antioch area. It's crowded over here in a couple of spots, like 40 West there at Central Pike in the Hermitage area. All that traffic's being pushed in right now from Wilson County as it loads up also there on Vietnam Vets. That's heavy coming westbound as you make your way past Conference Drive. Again, coming in from Hendersonville. Hey, 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And now, Veterans Restoration is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please visit DAV.org and consider donating to the disabled U.S. veterans who need our help. This message is brought to you by Veterans Restoration, serving Middle Tennessee with over 20 years of experience. For residential or commercial, fire, water, or storm damage restoration, give the pros a call today at 615-838-8407, 615-838-8407. That's Veterans Restoration. They're professionals who care.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
All this has been great so far for Rand Carthon. Like, this offseason has been a really good offseason for the Titans. I mean, they really have knocked it out of the park here in the last week, right? I mean, Calvin Ridley, this trade, obviously landing Cushenberry.
Yeah.
Everything that they've done really has been really good.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
Doesn't know everything about college football. Yeah, he does. It's the Bill King Show.
Yeah, no can said what's more difficult, Florida's last few baseball series or the Florida football schedule down the stretch. Florida has played South Carolina, which is a baseball team that's come on, struggled early. They just came here to Nashville, played Vanderbilt, lost 2 of 3. They've got to go to Arkansas, who's ranked number 2 behind A&M in the nation. Then they host Tennessee, who's ranked number 3 in the nation. Then they have to go and play. Actually, they host. Let me look this up, make sure I've got this right. They host Kentucky. Then they got to go to Georgia. Georgia's a pretty good baseball team, particularly at home. Now, that's tough. That's tough. Juxtapose that with the football schedule. They opened against Miami, and again, like we were talking about, I'm not sure what we're getting in Miami. Cam Ward, the quarterback, they've recruited well, but do they perform on the field? What presentation do we get there? Unclear. But it's still a losable ball game if you're Florida. Very losable. Game 3 is A&M. I believe that's at Florida. That's a very losable game. A&M's got better players in Florida overall. Let's fast forward to October. October 12th, they go to Tennessee. They host Kentucky. That has not been a good matchup for Florida recently. They play in the cocktail party next against the top program in America, Georgia. Then they go to Texas. Then they play LSU at home. Then they get Ole Miss at home, and then they go to the Doak and play Florida State. That is the football gods not being nice to Florida. That's what that is. Bill, the football gods didn't make that schedule. I understand. And that would be one of the reasons why I have a bearish bias on the Gators. Other reasons, too, personnel concerns, etc. But that schedule is not a let's turn the program around schedule. That's worrisome to me. Now, we'll play the games, see how they do. If they do better than expected, I'll be here to brag on them. Pay Mason from the Orange Groves of America. Bill, Sully baseball program has been very good for 17 seasons. Could have won it all again last year. Football can't smell a thing as of right now, though, Bill. True. Now, there will be a day where Florida claws out of this. And it'll be with the right leader. The leader they have right now, I think it's questionable. We'll see. We'll see. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, the number 13 Chanticleers, that'd be Coastal Carolina, travel to Creighton for a two-game series. Chants are headed to Omaha early, Bill, where Creighton's located. Creighton is, I think that's in the heart of downtown Omaha because their basketball facility is right there. Said, I'm going to sip on some Pappy's 12, smoke a nice cigar, and watch Coastal baseball for my birthday tonight. Tom Myrtle Beach. Having a birthday today. And he's going to enjoy it. Pappy's 12 there, man. Good selection. Yeah, not that I would know. Yeah, not that I would know. I've never had it. I do possess a bottle of it, but I've never had it. Yeah, I've never had it. Yeah, that's a tough schedule brought up there by No Kev up in Chicago. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, I'm going to tell you what's going on with Miami. You're going to get a team that has a lot of dudes that can play, but a horrible head coach that will lose them games. That team has 7 or 8 wins written all over them because of the bra-wearing Mario. Bra-wearing Mario. Cosby Cattleman kind of got that started, right? Patton, do we still have the clip, or is that one lost, where he's talking about Mario wearing a girdle or something, Mario Cristobal? I thought that one was still around. I don't know if we lost that one in the purge or not, but that one's very funny. That one's very funny. Oh, the Georgia Tech player I was trying to think of, and they've had a ton of studs go through there, but Matt Wieters. And didn't they sign him out of, he's a South Carolina kid. And I think he's 6'6", 240, catcher, played all the way up 10-plus years or more in the majors. But I remember when he was at Tech. And you could say, well, Garcia Parra, they've had tons of guys come through there. I know. I was just thinking, that's the one I was thinking about, though. A lot of you guys sent me various names that were all big names, but that's the one I was trying to think of. We'll get the break here. Top of the hour, Buck will be with us on this Tuesday edition. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We still see heavy traffic flow right now coming down Vietnam Vets going westbound up through the Hendersonville area, through that section of Sumner County, wrapping up an accident 4th and Peabody Street. That one had some injuries. Still crowded down through Millersville on 65 southbound through that section of Sumner County. Still heavy traffic flowing in on 24 westbound up through the Antioch area, coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on a new menu, like Mediterranean salads. The grilled chicken tenders are awesome. Check them out today. Order online at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
And now, Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body is reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways and keep an eye out for motorcycles and never drink and drive. This message is brought to you by locally owned and operated Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body, our full-service body shop. So give the pros a call today at 615-593-5699. 615-593-5699. That's Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body, going the extra mile for safety. They're professionals who care.
Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel downtown is at the heart of Music City. Located within walking distance of the Country Music Hall of Fame, Bar Lines at the Omni is your downtown honky-tonk destination. Watch your team from any seat on their plentiful HD TVs and catch a live show on the Bar Lines stage featuring live music 7 days a week. Bar Lines has the ultimate Southern comfort food. Get started with classic fried green tomatoes or bourbon barbecue wings. Then it's on to the massive Smashville double stack or the world famous Bar Lines grinder. Oh, you've never heard of the Bar Lines grinder? Two kinds of cheese, lettuce, Dijon, smoked turkey, smoked bacon, smoked ham. Now that's some smoke you want. Local brews and local spirits are on tap at Bar Lines. Take a seat on the patio outside and soak up the rhythm of Music City. Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Pick a number between 0 and 9. That's right. Now pick another one. Right again. Now pick one more. Wow, you're on a roll. Now, if you only would have played them. Play your lucky numbers today with 3 daily drawings and top prizes of $500 to $5,000. And add Wild Ball for more winning combos. Cash 3 and Cash 4, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, moolah-making fun. Please play responsibly.
JB and the General.
Really, I'd say if a move isn't made within the next 48 hours after the season's conclusion, maybe that's your answer.
There, yeah, I agree. If this is not immediate, because it shouldn't have to be anything Candace has to think about. You know, she should be all in one way or the other. He's coming back or he's gone. Like, that decision should already be made. I think that's what you're saying, right?
Yes.
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR.
The Arena of Ideas is now open for your telephonic interactions. 615-844-5600. The Bill King Show.
Hey, Pat, do we still have the Cosby Cattleman Hurricane Mario girdle-wearing diatribe promo? I think that one survived, but you would be the one that would know. Yeah, check that one. Shannon in South Bend, Indiana. Bill, do you still have those 30 for 30s that I believe Grant did? Did those get lost in the purge? Those audios are great. Yes, we still have those. Yep, those get airtime. Yeah, we still have those. Okay, it was Jim and Jupiter just brought this up, talking about Mario and said Mario wears a bra. Anyways, here's the impetus, the catalyst on how all that got started. It's Cosby Cattleman.
Miami should have hired him. Like, you got old
Hurricane Mario?
Girdle-wearing water spout Mario with his 3 girdles. Got a bigger rack than Dolly Parton. Didn't even give Kiffin an interview, Bill.
There you have it. It was about Kiffin. He's mad because Miami never interviewed him. Kiffin's doing well. Kiffin's not missing Miami. It's okay. Baby Kiff's doing well. Craig in Myrtle Beach says, Bill, just want to tell Tom happy birthday. Tell him to give me a call if he needs a designated driver tonight from the game. Happy birthday, Tom. The game's in Creighton, at Creighton, I should say, in Omaha. So he'll be at home. But I'm sure, hey, if you want to share a little sip of Pappy's 12 and maybe a cigar. Now, I'm not a cigar guy. Not at all. But, and even though I've never had a sip of Pappy's, I'm that kind of guy. Yes. I do. I have two. I've got the 15 and I've got the 12. But they are sealed and in hiding. I don't know. There's going to be some big occasion where I crack them open, but not yet. Yeah, not yet. That one's sitting there. Matter of fact, I hit them, so I don't have to see them. Jim and Jupiter. Hey, Bill. Florida State has a spanking ready to give to those Gators. Well, you play them in late November. We'll see what happens. Yes, you would be favored in that ball game. You'd be favored. Johnny Vegas, Bill, Creighton is a good ball club. Hopefully the chance can get right on the road. Creighton, I believe they're – now, I know their basketball facility is right there next to the downtown Omaha World Series facility, baseball World Series facility. Used to be Rosenblatt, just right outside of the city. And that's where I've been. I haven't been to the new location. I had a blast, man. I don't think I'll ever go again just because I don't really – care. I'd just soon watch it on TV. But I'm glad I can say I've been once to the College World Series. I told you, I ran into a former Vandy pitcher a couple of weeks ago who played for Vandy, I believe somewhere 09, 10, 11, lefty, and he talked about being out in Omaha and how much fun he had. How much of a blast it was to be on those teams and to be able to play and compete out there at the College World Series, just so much fun, man. I tell people, if you're into college baseball and you have not been, take the trip. Now, you may be one who wants to go again. I've got my feel for it. I don't have to go again. I don't want to go again. But I don't want to miss one on TV again either. I want to watch them all. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Bill, if I'm the at the game, I'll have to Learjet home, but I appreciate Craig's offer. Love for him to come over. Yell gutless and nutless at golfers when they top off their tee shot. That would be funny just to hear him say that. Tom lives on a golf course. They can sit there by the pool, sip on some Pappies, have a nice, enjoyable cigar, and make fun of people hacking off the tee. That would be pretty fun. I don't know. See, I don't know Myrtle Beach's geography, so I don't know how close or far they are. I don't know the city at all. If you drop me in Myrtle Beach, I would say which way is which way. I wouldn't know which where to go. All right, Buck, when we come back from the break, Charles Arbuckle. Usually he's with us early hour one. Schedule-wise and everything else, he hit me up yesterday and said, hey, Bill, can I join a little bit later? I said, Buck, absolutely. Top of hour three, coming out of the break, is where we will have Buck. A reminder, Friday on the road at the Omni. If you happen to be in the downtown 615 area, you are welcome to come by. We'll be right there. If you go in the main entrance, the lobby, and you go to the right and you just keep working to the right through kitchen notes. In the very back, there's a section called the quarter note. Just called the quarter note, and that's where we are. part of Kitchen Notes, but the quarter note. That's Friday. Coach Pete will come by. Hour one. Buck as we continue. Omni Nashville Hotel.